Greetings, this is Paige Estritori with your weekly insurance news wrap, presented by Financial Services Online, your trusted route to personal and business insurance. Let's take a dive into the latest updates from the insurance realm in Australia this week. In our top story, MetLife Australia has broken new ground by introducing inclusive leave policies for its workforce. Recognized as an inclusive employer, MetLife is addressing the personal needs of its staff, particularly women over 40, with up to 10 days of menopause leave and 5 days for fertility issues. Furthermore, the firm is offering up to 4 weeks for gender affirmation and has plans to extend paid parental leave to 16 weeks this year, with a future increase to 18 weeks. This humanitarian approach reflects MetLife's commitment to its employees' welfare and unique circumstances. Notably, these decisions are driven by their own workforce research and surveys conducted by the Diversity Council Australia. Alex Sosnoff, the head of people and culture, believes that such initiatives will stimulate engagement and foster professional and personal growth among employees. On the regulatory front, industry expert John Trowbridge is advocating for a systemic shift in home insurance, especially following the devastating floods in 2022. Speaking to the federal government, he urged the adoption of total replacement coverage to address the widespread problem of underinsurance. Rather than homeowners determining the required coverage, he proposes insurers offering full replacement policies. Even though this approach might slightly raise premiums, it provides homeowners with much-needed disaster security. Citing the resilient Australian market's successful integration of mandatory flood coverage previously, he urged for such measures again. The Economics Committee is currently deliberating diverse views with a goal to solidify recommendations by September. Lastly, we turn our attention to the increasing adoption of artificial intelligence in the insurance sector. A striking 90% of Australia's insurers are either using or soon to be implementing AI in claims processing, customer service, and risk assessment, according to a survey from Gallagher Bassett. AI-assisted chatbots and advanced systems expedite claim resolutions, fostering a better insurer-policyholder relationship. Yet, for disaster responses, the adoption of AI-driven strategies in the sector is relatively low at 37%. As the industry embraces digital transformation, we can anticipate a more efficient and data-centric future of insurance practices. In wrapping up today's news, the initiatives we've seen highlight Australia's industry's efforts to not only enhance the customer experience, but also implement policies that take into account the unique needs of employees. Stay tuned for more updates next week on the Weekly Insurance News Wrap, only on Financial Services Online. Make sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more insights into personal and business insurance. Till then, this is Paige Estritori, signing off.